very welcome. Okay, let's bring in Joss Stone, who is here today. There she is. Look at Joss, 9 foot tall. Hi.
Happy birthday, babe.
Is that for me?
But I don't know what it's going to look like, because I had it on my lap the whole way from Devon.
Right.
So it probably is a bit mashed up in there, but my mum, she wrapped it for you, even though she's not too happy with you.
Why is she not happy with me?
Well, I think she's a bit...
What? Can we sit down? Can we sit down for the microphone?
No, man, you can't
do
that.
Oh, no, all right.
He just tipped it upside down.
Because I was going to open it. Should I open it now?
No, but you have to open it, like, keep it this way, because otherwise it will get smushed on the top.
I need to open it from the bottom, all right.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what it's going to look like. Oh, God.
Who made it?
I made it.
Oh, well, yeah, you wish.
I did make it.
Wow, it's a big it's a big chocolate cake.
It's a bit messy, but
happy birthday, Chris. Joss was here.
Yes.
Alright, very nice.
Know what that means. Okay.
Thank you very much.
No problem, darling.
Oh, look
so
at
how's your birthday again?
I'm gonna give this to Rachel, but we may not see this again.
That looks really nice.
That.
Don't give it Rachel. Oh, that looks
so mean. How are you, Joss?
Mm. Okay.
What's wrong?
I don't know, everyone's
so that's what you take your clothes off while we're talking.
Why are you going to be mean to me today?
Well, I'm not going to be mean to you.
Promise. Everyone's been a little bit mean.
Do you think everyone's been a bit mean?
Do you?
Well, I don't know. I think...
Do you think I've done something nasty?
I don't think you've done anything nasty. Well, you tell me. You tell me what... People were very surprised by you at the Brits.
Yeah, because I grew up.
It's not... That's not the reason why.
Tell me why.
Okay, number one, you have one of those American accent things that comes in and out, and British people don't like that.
Right? Yeah, this is true.
Right.
It's a very confused accent.
Yes, it is.
That I personally am not in love with.
And,
and what you use, can you do?
But it's not... It's, you know
it's
what?
It's kind of out of my hands.
But you say
if
the
you
word...
you live somewhere from when you're 14...
Right.
...to 20, which I will be in April...
Okay, happy birthday.
And it's an English-speaking country. Let's say it was Australia.
Right.
Or America.
Listen, look.
It's a situation,
look,
man. I can't do nothing
I understand
about.
It. I understand it.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Some
That's
people,
nice that you understand it.
I understand
How
it.
How about you say that?
I don't think that's... I have said that already.
Please.
Well, I have said that.
Really?
Yeah, already.
Nice.
I don't think the American accent is the biggest worry. Thank I think you. People have just said that. People go, why is she talking in an American accent? But people don't know that you've been in America, that's why.
Yeah, they don't know that it's not deliberate.
Why is she not talking like a bumpkin is what people are thinking. Well, that's what they're thinking. Because they don't know.
Now, let me just say...
But not only do you have the American, but you've picked up the words. Like, you say cuss instead of swear.
I say cuss?
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend Alex says that. She lives in East London.
But then don't become an omgi. That's even worse. If you walk out next year's what's going, oh my God, innit? We got like some big nominations for you on that. That'll be as bad.
Let me just okay.
Okay.
I want to, if anybody is offended, if my accent upsets somebody to this point, I do feel badly about it.
But there is
nothing I can do about it.
I don't think people are upset.
Yeah, they clearly are.
No, I don't know. They're not upset. They just don't understand.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to help them understand. Okay, I'll try and help.
This
is the situation.
I'll tell you. All you say is, I've been in America for the last few years. I pick up the accent very easily. I don't realise that I'm talking like that.
Uh-huh.
That's all it is. Don't worry about it. And if I spend 6 months back here, then I'll start sounding English again. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, I've only just come back. And I wasn't allowed to come back for like a year.
Why not? Who kept you there?
Because I had to make the record and, you know, when you sign a record deal, I don't know if you know, but you pretty much, you give your life to that.
Right.
Whether you like it or not.
Well, it makes
me tired. I have bronchitis. I haven't been able to get rid of it. But it doesn't matter.
Okay.
They just give you a shot in your ass and you go back on stage and you start singing.
Not ass.
When you live in Devon, you say bath. You say path.
Right.
You say ass.
Okay. Do you go on holiday or on vacation?
I say holiday.
Right, okay, good.
But you do know what I'm saying.
I know. Well,
so as long as you understand the words I'm speaking, then it shouldn't hurt anyone's feelings. But it hurts if it hurts somebody, and if it makes somebody feel uncomfortable, then I do feel badly about it.
No one's hurt.
I don't want to upset anyone.
Listen, stop. No one's hurt by anything.
Okay.
Stop.
I just worry, because I don't want to make anyone feel horrible.
Right, here's what I think. Here's what I... I gathered, right?
Yeah.
When you went, first of all, you look very different.
Yes, I do. Now, and I probably will change and people, throughout.
Yeah, exactly. And people aren't expecting... People expect you to look the same way you looked the last time they saw you, but they do that with everybody.
Yeah, I know they do that.
I thought Liam Gallagher looked funny at the Brits.
I didn't see him.
I thought he looked like a Liam Gallagher impersonator. I expect him to look the way that he looked the last time I saw him.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Isn't that a bit boring?
Well, no, it's just that that's the way that people are, and if they're,
guess,
and, you know,
yeah, people don't like change.
It's like a new
kind
haircut.
Of difficult, yeah. No, it's difficult to deal with.
That's what it is. I think you look brilliant. See, now
no,
Rachel.
Thank you so much.
I thought of the Brits, really you looked brilliant.
Rachel really likes your dress.
I just like colours.
And your hair was brilliant.
Thank you.
So I think you look
really
good.
My mum loves it, because you know my mum, she used to have massive curly hair like that.
Right.
And if you take a picture of me now, and then picture my mum, like a couple of years ago, we look spitting image. She is loving it.
I've got to be honest, Rachel did say she really liked your dress.
You said I look like a hooker that had fallen on a vat of Smarties. That's a little bit harsh, Chris.
You did say that, didn't you?
Yeah, but
yes,
I like
you
that.
Did. And you said I look like a prostitute.
No, I didn't. I never said that.
But it might have been Chris again, actually.
No, and I said hooker.
Somebody said something.
I said hooker because I've gone
really
on American.
It was mean, and I didn't mean it.
I want to find
maybe
a picture.
Maybe I should,
of,
you know, maybe I should, I don't know, put my dresses up on the internet for approval before I go out.
No.
Do you think I can do that?
You shouldn't worry about that. Right.
Now, be honest.
Or is it really not a big deal?
Joss, be honest. So you walk into a shop, you see that dress, and you go, now that is the one for me. Do you really love that dress?
I love it so much.
See, now, that's just crazy.
I would wear it again and again and again. I love colours, I love flowers.
I've got to say, she's wearing trousers that aren't a million miles away from the dress she's
wearing. Yeah, man, I love colours, it's
like fun. Colour.
Right. I don't need to think about, and you know what,
by the way, can I just interrupt? When we were talking at the Brits,
yeah,
and you were wearing a dress which shows off your legs,
yeah.
And the reason you said you were doing that,
yeah,
was because you finally come to the conclusion you have no boobs and you have no bum.
Yeah.
So you want to show off your legs.
Yeah.
You've got boobs.
I do not have boobs.
You look great. You look very booby today.
Really? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, darling. That's
all right.
Very sweet.
That's okay.
But, you know, I tell you the real reason, like, why I
by the way, you know,
my
heels. You know, you asked me to write on your leg, to sign
yes.
your leg.
And it said, Chris was here.
Yeah.
So that's why I wrote it on your birthday cake.
That's right. And you know, it was in permanent ink.
No, it wasn't. Okay. Because it did come off.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many days was I on your leg?
I was a little bit worried.
Yeah, so was I.
Yeah. I was, oh, Lord.
I
can't wear another short skirt. No. Thank you, though.
That's all right. Now, talk me through, first of all, talk me through, now, Edith was on the red carpet, and you walked past her.
I think she doesn't like me.
Well, I don't know.
You know, like, can I explain the red carpet?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is what happens.
This is your platform.
This is what happens, right? I have to walk on.
You do have great breasts. You really do. They may be small.
Have any.
You do. And you wear it. Right. You're a B cup. There's nothing wrong with that.
This is true. How did you know this?
Because you can tell.
You always say that to everyone.
No, I don't. It depends. You're certainly not a B cup. Jesus.
No.
You.
Oh, I don't care.
God, that's mean.
And looking at it, but
okay,
you
let me explain it.
And you've got a small back. However, I would see now. I don't
a
think
small back.
I don't think as in shoulder to shoulder. So
what do you think? What number?
Do you know? I would go 34, but you do. I'd go. Yeah. I'd probably say 34 just.
34 is good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
It was moving up to 36 because I got fat.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
But now it's gone back down, thank God.
That's good.
God is good. All right, so let me tell you.
That's not bad,
I need to explain this.
Sorry.
This is important.
Okay.
Because I think that she is upset. I don't
know.
She's
not upset. Nobody's upset. Nobody's crying.
No, I know that.
Okay.
But if people feel the need to say, I don't know, negative things about another person.
Oh, that'd be a, but then
I would
people
think that somebody, that I maybe have done something. And I don't want to have done anything, because I didn't mean to. So this is what happens.
I'll tell you.
All right, darling. All right. This is working out fine. I like this. Okay, so you get out the car.
Right.
And then about 1,000 people, flash, 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 flash.
Yeah.
You've got to say, smile, smile, smile. And then whoever the lady is, whoever that is dealing with the interviews, and, you know, usually they want you to do this one first and that one second and blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Yeah.
So there's a whole line of people with microphones in their hands waiting to talk to everybody. And they're like, all right, Joss, we're going to go do this one first and we're going to walk back and do the rest.
Right.
So I went to do that one first and I walked back and then Edith looked like she was really upset with me and I'm like, oh, no.
So she thought
so I had
you
a bit of a joke
ignored
with her.
Her.
And she, yeah, she thought I ignored her, but I didn't see anybody because of my eyes.
Because of your eyes?
When you get flashed that much.
Oh, right, okay, I see.
You know what I mean? So
the flashlight goes off in your eyes at night time, it blinds.
Well, there's
you,
that. And then there's also about 1,000 people
by the way.
There.
Yeah.
So it's kind of difficult for me to pick out little Edith because she's so little. And
so you're saying.
You know,
so you're saying that you went to the first interview with
which was
all
at the
intention
end of the
going back to then everybody
but
else.
She was the only one that was upset.
Okay.
So I just feel badly, like, I don't know what...
She's upset.
Well, why not? What do you think she's feeling?
I didn't hear what she said.
I don't know. I just don't want to offend anybody.
I've just heard the clip of you then walking back.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I wouldn't have walked back if I didn't want to walk back.
Well, you did. You went back.
There's a reason why I went back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we play the clip? You want
to
hear the clip?
But you have to... No, you have to play it from beginning.
See, that makes sense. All right.
You have to play it from the very, very beginning to the very, very end. You cannot take clips.
No. This is... I don't know where this begins. I think you've walked past...
You have to take it from her very beginning.
And then you're coming back. This is you coming back.
Okay. And note that she doesn't tell me that it's live.
No, she doesn't.
Until the end.
All right. No, she tells you halfway through and you still...
And there's a reason for it.
And you say the word cuss instead of swear.
Yes, I do.
That's all right.
And I'm sorry.
It's all
and
right.
I will change that to make you feel better.
Thank you.
I apologise greatly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right. Stop being silly now.
You know that this is ridiculous,
just
right?
Shut up. Well, let's play
you know that
clip.
We're having a ridiculous conversation.
Let's play the clip. Are you ready?
Oh, she's changed.
So she got those thigh-high boots on.
Oh, wait,
on,
no, we're getting to talk to her.
That's Chappers and Scott.
Okay.
In the studio where we were.
Oh, okay, and she's talking, and. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh, she's gonna talk to us now.
Oh, you slagged her off, and now she's gonna talk to you.
You literally stormed past us. What was that all about? I'm a bitch. I've turned into a bitch. Can you not tell?
Now, I've got to say that now I got told this story, and I got told that you've walked up. You ignored Edith and then came up and going, I'm a bitch.
I was joking.
But now.
She was laughing.
See, now I understand that.
Yeah, I was only
joking.
If you're
walking past and then you come back.
I wasn't trying to mean... I was just joking.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because that's what everybody wants to believe.
Sure.
So I was kind of making a point that, really, it's not that.
I bet
that
you are
that.
A bitch, though, really.
Oh, yeah, sometimes. No. I can be when I need to be.
No, yeah, I bet.
No. No. I just didn't want
to... Let's hear the rest of the clip.
Come on. You look good.
I've got a couple records.
And I'm a...
Records?
Records.
You've got that question thing.
Hair pink, and now I'm a bitch. It happens. Come on, Josh, get back down.
I know, right?
God, my mother's in there. She just slapped me in my face.
My mother's in there.
See, it's a mixture. It's like, you know what? My accent is not mid-Atlantic.
My accent is all over the place.
My accent is confused, and I apologise greatly. But to be honest, I don't even know.
You can never.
Like, honestly, I listen to it and I think the same thing. Yeah. You're not the one that's saying it. I honestly hear it myself.
I'm gonna tell her, Mum, give me a slap. I walk past Edith. That is wrong.
Not.
They sound like somebody from the Bronx. Mum, give me a slap. You're a white English girl. You're not a black American woman. This is.
I shall be whoever I choose to be.
That's what you sound like. You sound like you're trying to be Whitney Houston.
I'm not trying to be anybody. I just have a confused accent because I've been in America since I was 14.
You gotta hang out with Robbie Williams and then you come back with a Stoke-on-Trent accent. That'll really freak everybody.
I don't have time to hang out with anybody.
Well, make the time.
Not even my dogs.
Yes, you do. You do have time to hang out
with
dogs.
You think
I do? Yeah. If I've got time to hang out with dogs, then so have you.
But you're not flying around the world every 3 minutes.
Oh, don't say that. Nobody ever
Seriously,
feels sorry
man.
For you. People would love to fly around the world.
Do you know that it's kind of impossible to, like, go home, to see your friend? Like, okay, usually people work really, really hard, right?
Yeah.
I know people work really hard just in life, in whatever job they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They wake up in the morning, they go to work at, what, 6, 7, and then they come home.
Right.
I don't do that. Didn't happen.
Yeah, but no one feels sorry for you when you say that. That's the problem.
No, I don't want you to
feel sorry for me.
You know, because
people... you know, I'm very lucky. I've seen more countries in my life before I hit 20 than anybody I know. I am very lucky. I sang with James Brown, Gladys Knight. I've had a really fulfilled life.
Just how old are you?
You cannot expect me to have time to do anything.
Just spend time with 34B. How old are you?
I am 19. I'll be 20 April.
Right. So 19 now. Here's the thing, right?
Mm.
When you say... people have a view of your life, not just Stone particularly, but the pop star life.
Right? Yeah, of course they do.
And when people in a certain elevated position moan about how tired they are or how...
Yeah, they really dislike
out,
it.
Yeah, no one cares.
Nobody does care.
I come on the radio...
They're like, honey, it's so glamorous. You got your hair and makeup done. You got da-da-da-da-da. But I'm trying to be honest. And I don't want to lie.
Yeah, but you know what? You have to lie.
I don't know. I will not.
But otherwise...
I'd rather the world hate me than me lie.
Honestly, you have to lie.
No. That's why I'm not going to change the way I dress, because I like it. It's fun.
Okay.
When I wake up in the morning, I might walk out looking like a clown, and I have done it before, and
that's
I probably
fine.
Will do it
that's
again.
That's fine.
But I just want to be myself.
And if I say things that upset everybody, I'm sorry.
Listen, I'm trying to explain
to you, right?
Yeah.
This is serious now.
No, when I know,
you
I
say,
know,
when you say, oh, I don't have time, I'm so busy, I'm flying all over the world, nobody feels sorry for you. And what they do, they go the opposite. They go, oh,
I don't want anybody to feel sorry. I want them to understand.
Right. Yeah, but you know what? Here's what
I don't want them to think that I deliberately went and had American speaking lessons.
Listen, no, listen to me. You haven't, what?
It's not a choice. I don't sit down and think, I think I'll talk American today.
Listen, all you say is this. I'm just a bit tired. That's it. That, and people understand that. People then go, well, you know, she's been flying all over the world, sure. But if you say it, people are funny.
No.
This is what people are like.
People are interesting.
Everybody, I hold my ass out of bed every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm not very good at it. I don't like it. I go to bed late. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I come on the radio, and most mornings I start the show by saying how tired I am.
Mm-hmm.
And every day when I do that, we get 50 text messages telling me to shove it up my ass. Arse. People just go, shut up, just don't moan about being tired, do your job and entertain me. That's all it is.
That's
right?
What I'm trying to do.
Now, if I collapsed out of nervous exhaustion, they'd probably feel sorry for me. But in the meantime, they don't. Am I right?
People should judge you on your work, right?
But they don't, you know that.
It's a very British thing.
No, apparently
they don't. You know, that's, you know.
I'm a singer. I'm not a model.
Just
clearly.
There are people, there are famous people that you don't like.
I'm not a politician making speeches.
Right, there are people that you don't like, that you have an opinion on, that you've never met. Because we're all the same. You watch TV and you go, oh, I hate them. I can't bear them. Have you ever met them? No.
But that's because of their work. I dislike them because of their work.
All right.
Not because
somebody looks funny.
No, because that's really somebody's choice. I think it's beautiful when people I love that Britney Spears has shaved her hair off.
See, we all think she's gone crackers.
You know what? So what? Maybe she has.
Yeah.
And she probably has because people make her crazy.
Do you not think
she
should
be out? Not had a life.
Do you not think she should be at home looking after her kids?
I think that she, yeah, well, it should have, would have, could have, isn't it?
She shouldn't be out.
Maybe she should be at home looking after her kids.
She's going out parties, she's looking after her kids.
But let's not judge her on her hairstyle.
I'm judging her on the lifestyle.
But you don't know her lifestyle, honey.
I see what I read.
You don't
I see
know
that
her.
She's out
never,
shaving her hair and she should be looking after her kids.
Have you ever spent a week with her?
I sound like Jeremy Kyle.
Get off my stage.
Have you ever spent more than 5 seconds with her?
I've never met her.
See, now that's the thing. That's the thing.
Yeah, but
just a little hard. She's worked so hard, and she's given everybody so much music, and she seems like such a sweet girl.
She worked so hard. The woman's got money coming out of her ears. I don't feel sorry for her.
Well, yeah, but money isn't everything. It's about happiness. It's about health and happiness.
Do you know?
You give up your happiness and your health.
Do you know what, though? I like slagging off Britney Spears.
I know, you like slagging off a lot of people because it's funny.
It's enjoyable.
Because you are a comedian.
I get released.
And that is
from
what
it.
You do, and it's brilliant. But the person that you're slagging off is not having a nice time.
Talk to me about the Brits. When you went on stage to give out the award, okay, I've heard the clip. I didn't understand what you were saying.
Let me
explain. Not voice
to you.
Wise.
You know
what?
What's brilliant is that the person that needed to understand it understood it. And it's not really for anybody else, it's for Robbie Russell. And that's it.
I don't understand. I don't understand that. What does that mean?
Russell said something nasty about Robbie. And Robbie is my friend.
He's just having a joke.
Doesn't matter. He's my friend and he wasn't there to look at, to kind of...
Robbie's a big
himself.
Boy. Robbie can handle himself.
Yeah, well, I think I would appreciate it if somebody said something, if I wasn't there. So I said something. Nobody else was about to say anything. And Russell understood, and I spoke to him afterwards, and he was like, yeah, yeah. Well, it doesn't matter, Chris. I like when people are nice to each other.
But people are nice to each other.
That was really mean.
It wasn't mean. It was a joke.
It was
honestly,
mean?
It's a joke.
I don't think that Robbie finds it funny, hence the reason why he doesn't come back to England.
But do you know, but no offense, who cares?
It would drive him out of the country more. He's living in LA.
The guy's in rehab, he's screwed his head. We all kind of enjoy it.
You have to stop talking about him like that.
Well, I like Robbie. I like Robbie. Robbie is a nice guy. I'm going to have to fade you out.
He's a lovely guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, but the guy's got issues. Seriously.
Yeah, but so do I, and so do you.
Yeah, and it's... And
so does your mother, and so does your dog. We all have issues.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Everybody
I have no
does.
Idea now what we're talking about.
But what I'm saying is, it's just kind of, when somebody
why
is down,
were you strutting around on the stage? Why didn't you stand still? Have you got worms? That was one of the rumors I heard.
Because I like
worms.
To walk around on stage. Have you ever seen me perform?
Not in the flesh.
Yes, you have. Remember when you were dressed up as a bunny rabbit?
Birmingham, One Big Weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course I have, yeah.
Did you notice the fact that I was running from side to side?
Yeah, but you're not gigging, you're giving out an award. Your job is to go, hi, how are you, the nominees are, and get off. That's everyone's job. I've done it.
Can I remind you?
That's your job.
Can I remind you that I'm a human being?
So am I.
And I get nervous.
All right, okay. Yeah. So you were nervous?
I'm always nervous.
Straight up and down?
Clearly, and I will say it,
is it true that rumors going around, is it true that you needed a wee?
No.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. I go to the bathroom like 1,000 times before I go on stage.
Josh, answer this question truthfully. Yeah. Look me in the eye.
Okay.
Did you pee yourself on stage at the Brits?
No, I didn't.
Okay, all right.
Just to make that one clear. No,
right,
I didn't.
Okay. Well, I don't know what we've cleared up.
I don't know. I just don't want anyone to be mad.
Do you know
and if my accent offends people, I just feel badly, but it's out of my hands.
God, no wonder you're single. It's not because you're flying all over the world.
I talk way too much.
Stop talking.
I know. I've got so much to say. And plus, I never get to see you.
Did you have
did you have
an affair with Lamar? Were you and Lamar ever an item?
No.
I don't believe that.
No, we were not.
Let me in the eye.
Lamar is gorgeous.
Let me in the eye.
You've met him. He's a gorgeous man.
Did you and Lamar have an affair?
No. Me and Lamar have never dated. We did not have an affair.
Okay.
Me and Lamar are friends. He's a lovely guy.
Have you ever snogged somebody famous?
Gorgeous. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Who have you snogged?
I'm not telling you.
Was there anybody at the Brits that you snogged?
No.
So you didn't bump into anybody, an ex or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Who have you snogged? I want to know who you snogged.
I'm not telling you.
Is somebody in a band?
It's none of your business.
Duncan from Blue. Right?
No.
Okay.
No. Duncan's my friend. I don't go around snogging my friends.
Okay.
No.
Oh, I know. I want it. You snogged Robbie?
No. I'd love to snog Robbie.
Right.
But it's not going to happen.
Okay, you could go and see, you could bring him some cookies and muffins in rehab and snog him.
He's so sweet. I love that boy.
I want to know who you snogged. Who have you snogged? McFly? Anybody in McFly?
No.
James Brown. Did you tongue kiss James Brown?
Yes. No, wow. I did not.
That's disgusting.
He's not. He's gorgeous.
all right, well, I don't know if we've cleared anything up. I think we've cleared up the Edith thing.
I just don't want her to be mad at me. I need to talk to her.
Just don't care. Don't,
I know, I
don't
do care,
you?
Though. I can't help it, Chris. Honestly.
Well,
I don't
I'm
know
telling
how
you.
To change that about my personality.
Listen.
I just worry that I've upset someone. And if I've upset somebody and I don't know what I've done, then I can't apologise. Because I don't know what it is.
I just hope you make so much money for your record company, because I don't know how they cope dealing with you.
They do have a bit of a hard time.
Listen, this is the one thing that I've been trying to avoid saying, but I'm going to have to say, and it's going
to
sound patronising.
It's okay, I'm really
only
used
because
to that.
Of your age and my age.
I have been very young in this business
for a long time. Right, you're very, very young.
Hit me.
Okay, and I hate saying that because a lot of our listeners are younger than you, but you're very young.
Yes, I am.
You seem slightly naive to a lot of things.
Yes, I am.
Okay. And when you are the age that you are, you can't be any older. You can only be the one you are. Right.
I know, exactly.
I started off very young in this industry. I have to put a lot of stuff as well.
Yeah.
And whatever you think, at whatever age you are, that's what you think. That's what you believe.
Yeah, and you can only wait to learn more.
However, on a lot of things, you're wrong. And you will look back, but you can only do it yourself. You'll get to a certain age, look back and go, I can't believe I wore that, or I can't believe I said that, or I can't believe I used to think like that, or whatever. You know, you'll agree with some of your things and you'll disagree, right? These are examples, that's all.
Okay.
Right.
But wearing something is not wrong or right.
It's not wrong or right, but people just go, oh, just, what's Justo wearing? Everybody does
that. But isn't that their inner issue?
I'm loving this, by the way. If I don't get a job...
That's their inner problem,
right.
Though, no?
Right. Secondly...
I'm happy wearing
secondly,
whatever I want to wear.
Don't worry about the Robbie Williams thing. He's fine.
I do worry, because he's so upset, and it's like, he goes through so much, and... He's such a lovely guy, and he brings us so
he
much music.
He wants it to be famous.
All right, honey.
But you
that's
know, but
not
what
the
you...
issue, though, is it?
Oh,
everybody
that
wants
was,
to
oh,
be
that was a put down. All right, honey.
Yeah, everybody
but,
wants to
yo,
be famous.
Yo, sister.
They don't.
But when you get it, it's not... Okay, let me... Okay,
Josh,
can I give you an example?
Oh, yes, it's good.
Let me give you an answer.
Yeah, listen up.
All right, okay, this is it. You've had bronchitis for 3 months.
I'm loving this. I'm loving
this. Okay, you're probably... Okay, let's say you just puked this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's somebody... You're on your period.
Yeah.
Okay. You feel overweight.
Yeah. Good morning.
All right, you're having one of those bad days.
If Robbie Williams is in rehab because he's having periods, that is a huge story.
I'm talking. Excuse me.
Sorry.
No. Okay, so I'm just setting the scene, right? It's gross.
Yeah.
But we've all had those days.
Yep.
Every single woman across the country that's listening now has had that day. Now imagine that day and now add a couple of people outside your house. You have to put makeup on and do your hair and do that kind
of thing. What she's
saying
is, when you have a period, people are outside your house.
What I'm saying is, fame, when you use that word, and yeah, he wanted to be famous, but when you get it, it's like, I want to be successful, I want to spread my music across the world, because I love music.
But you know what?
Listen,
do you know what? Do you know what makes up for all of that? While Robbie's having a period in rehab, with all the paps outside his house.
Don't say money, please.
I'll tell you what makes up for it. His amazing life, which he chooses to lead.
Yeah.
It's one. That's it. And do you know what?
Do you know
that's
he can't
why,
come home to England?
That's why... Of course he can come home to England.
Do you know how horrible it would be for him if he come home?
Do you know, be under no illusion. Robbie is a huge... People love Robbie. The only reason... I tell you when they don't like him is when he whinges and moans about how he's not very happy. And then when he cheers himself up, everybody loves him again.
I want everybody to realise that we're just people. Like, all I'm doing is making a noise
right.
that people happen to like.
Right.
Some people, not all.
No, I'm not.
Some people happen to like it and it happens to make them feel. But I'm not a brain surgeon. I'm not saving anybody's lives.
Right.
I'm not going into people's bodies and cutting up their hearts.
Do you know what? The thing, just
it's not
don't,
that special.
Don't, listen, here's what the point I tried to make was, don't worry about Robbie Williams. Or if you want to say something at the Brits, go and say, by the way, Robbie, if you're listening, you know, get well soon, mate, you know, oh, good on you.
I shall say.
That'll do.
I shall say.
Oh, right, we'll say what you should say.
Because I just feel like somebody needs to.
I think I worry
about him, and I will, because he's my friend.
Okay.
As I would worry about you.
Shut up! Just be quiet. I want to clear some things up before everybody starts saying whatever they're going to say.
Okay,
Number one, I like you. I think you're a nice girl.
I think you're nice.
Number two, I think that if we have you back on the show in 10 years' time and play you clips of this interview, it will be a completely different world.
Yes, it will. And next year it will be.
Number three, I think you're very talented. I do wish you all the very best. Four, I think you talk way too much. and I've got to be honest, I don't believe that you really know what you're going to say before it comes out of your mouth.
It kind of just falls out.
I think you're a nice girl. I think you're a bit naive, but I don't think there's any change in that. And I think you'll do whatever you're going to do. And you have great breasts.
I've got to learn.
And you have a lovely voice.
Thank you for that. I'm glad that you said this. And, now I'll go back to my sister and tell her that.
And who was it again that you snogged?
I'm not telling
you. Okay, all right, fine. Jocelyn, good luck with everything. I called you Jocelyn. Joss?
You did. Oh, you're part of the family now.
I don't think your mum would let me in the family.
No, she's so mad at you right now.
Right.
Oh, bless her. She's in the car fuming.
What? To leave her at home? Why does she go with you? Leave her at home.
No, because she's my mum.
Yeah, but I don't bring my mum to every show.
But when I'm in England, she wants to see me because I don't get to come back.
Does your mum not embarrass you?
No, I think
ever?
She's lovely. I love my mum.
I love my
mum. I probably embarrass her.
Sometimes my mum embarrasses
me. She embarrasses me.
She does embarrass you sometimes, doesn't she?
No.
Has she ever gone up to anybody famous and said that you fancy them?
No.
She said that to me.
No. Did she?
That's what she said.
Well, it's true.
Joss, good luck. I hope the single goes well. I really like the single.
Do you?
Yeah, I think it's really good, and I hope it works out for you.
I want you to hear the album, see if you like it.
I'll listen to the album later.
It's the first album that I've ever liked.
I'll listen to it today on the way to Alton Towers.
Really?
Yeah. We'll put it on in our luxury bus.
The moment you hear it. Yeah, I promise.
Yeah.
You got to.
Okay.
All right, cool.
You are a very crazy girl.
I know. It's much more fun than being born.
Do you know what I think you should do? I think if you love Robbie that much, I think you should check into the room next door and just hang out
there
for a while.
I think I might have to do that one day.
I think so. I think rehab might be good for you.
Rehab from being just crying.
You don't take drugs. You don't.
No, I don't.
You're not into drugs.
No.
Do you drink much?
No. Every now and again.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't smoke?
I do.
You do smoke?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
do you take crack cocaine?
No, I don't.
Heroin?
No.
Okay. All right, listen, good luck. Thank you for coming in. I think this has been an amazing piece of radio.
It's
good.
Yeah.
And thank you for my cake.
No problem. I hope you like it.
You're more than welcome. Joss Stone, everybody. Wow, there you go. Where you been? Really been? I didn't switch the text machine on. I didn't do it. I can't look. I really can't.
Long man's glued to his radio.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
I've got what an amazing piece of audio.
I think Longman should meet Joss Stone. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the love between those two?
That's exactly what the pair of them need. Mm. My friend Longman and Joss would actually get. Do you know what? They'd actually get on like a house.
I know. I think there could be romance there.
Joss is quite tall in the heels. Longman is very tall. He's quite buff. You know, he's also a bit mental, like Joss is. They would be good for each other, I think. Longman and Joss Stone. He's a friend of mine. I'll show you a picture later. Six pack, you'll like him, but he's crackers.
Can we eat the cake?
Oh my god. Do you know, I knew that's the only reason you wanted to wind the interview, but so you could get stuck into the Joss Stone cake.
Looks lovely.
I'm slightly worried though, if Joss has made the cake, it'll have chocolates in it, gravel, you know, the Star Wars figures. Who knows what kind of ingredients have gone into that? All right, let's do some news and then we'll get back to the show.
It's now 9:41.
Okay.
Oh, can we just enjoy the silence just for a second? I was going to say something. I couldn't get a word in edgeways. Breathe through her ass.
Dave,
stops.
I've never seen Dave so quiet. And it was and I thought, do you know what? I was trying to work out from your body language whether or not you were listening or you were bored or whatever. And then she said the thing about flying all over the world. And you just went, but no, it's not if it's not if you were getting sympathy.
But then when she said to you, Rachel, you know, honey, what a rude pain in the ass.
I don't buy that whole thing about fame.
Do you know what? I just had a bit of a chat with people through the glass and said, what do you think? What do you think? Does that change your opinion? And do you know what? Reese, our exec producer, goes, do you know what? I like my pop stars to be a bit mad, though. Mm. I like that.
Mm.
He liked it when Lily Allen was giving it back as well, didn't he?
Tomorrow, we should get the interview. And
there's our news editor this morning.
Yep, Debbie.
Says,
Debbie.
Do you know, I felt a bit sorry for her. I really warmed to her.
Really?
Yeah. I just think she's nuts. I just think Joss is nuts. Well, it happens, you know?
Mm. She didn't stop talking for 20 minutes.
No, I know.
That's quite easy.
I'm so tired. I could really do with a couple of hours on a bus to Alton Towers.
Well, that's lucky.
Is Joss Stone coming with us?
No.
Nope.
All right, okay.
Hey, you can have a sleep on the bus, honey.
We can,
Hey, honey, should we play some music then?
Listen, sweetheart.
Darling?
Let me tell you something. You know, what you need to learn is...
Mm-hmm. It's not time of the month, is it?
Do you know what? She's still cute, though.
I don't think there's a bad bone in her body.
I don't.
I really don't, but she comes across as a bit of a pain in the ass.
Do you know what? I think she's gone...
Right.
I think she's crackers. I genuinely do.
Mm.
My worry was that she'd got her head stuck in her backside and she'd changed. I think she has changed, but I don't think she's got her head stuck in her backside at all. I genuinely believe she's a bit crackers.
Mm.
And I think she's a sweet girl. I think she's a nice girl, but I think she's a bit bonkers.
I don't think she's crippled by self-doubt, though, either.
No, I reckon she's massively insecure.
This is all getting a bit kind of, you know...
I reckon she's hugely insecure, which is why she kept... I'm no psychologist, but that's why she kept saying, but you know what, I'm going to say whatever I say, I'm going to do whatever I do, and that's her telling herself, that's her bigging her own confidence up. It's not... Mm. She doesn't have that confidence.
But what I was trying to say, although I'd never got a chance to, and then...
I sound like... It's like the old Sunday Night Big Brother show with the psychologists.
After a while, I just couldn't be bothered. But... It's a sort of British thing, isn't it? Because British people don't like to hear about you kind of going, oh, well, I've got to do this, I've got to fly to Antigua, and then fly to New York, and because people...
I work at a toothpaste factory.
In America, it's different, because they celebrate success, and they embrace it and everything, but here, it's a different cultural thing.
We're bitter and jealous, and don't want to hear about anybody doing better
than
us.
And rightly or wrongly, but that's the way it is, and she's a Brit, and she should understand the way that British people are, and you don't say, oh, I'm knackered because I've just flown back from New York. No one gives a toss.
That's why I was very reluctant to say that... Yeah, she's a very young 19.
Hmm.
Now, there's going to be times on a day-to-day basis where she's got to be like, you know, a 40-year-old businesswoman.
Hmm.
Because that's the nature of her job. But she's quite a naive 19-year-old as when it comes to life. Because what life has she seen? She's been flying around the world first class for the last 5 years. So that's why I didn't want to say about it, because I know there are a lot of 19-year-olds listening going, whoa, hang on a second, you know. I've got my own business, fat boy. But I don't mean 19-year-olds generally. I just, you know what I mean.
But to say celebrities have a hard life is you're onto a loser, that one, aren't you?
Yeah, really? Screw celebrities.
Mm.
Good. I love celebrities who have a hard life.
We need to move on anyway.
This is your birthday show.
Yeah. Can get back to birthdays.
Yeah. Do we have any more?